The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, we're going to be talking with Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. We're also going to have an article about how you can score a low-cost computer. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Chris Skidmore, and we've got a special in-studio guest today. We are talking with Katie Lee, and she is with the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. And first, I'm going to say hi. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me. This is very exciting. I've never done the radio before, so I'm super happy to be here.
Well, we are very happy to have you here, and I will make this as painless as possible, I promise. So I guess, first of all, my first question is going to be, if you would, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at the Assistive Technology Program.
Sure. I'm Katie Lee. I'm a speech-language pathologist. I have been with the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program for about a year and a half now, and we help serve individuals with varying types of disabilities. We're helping making them more independent.
Awesome. And so you kind of touched on it just a little bit. What is the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program?
Sure. So the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program is a state and federally funded program that was created under the Federal Tech Act. So no matter where you are in the country, your state should have some type of assistive technology program.
For somebody who doesn't know, what is the Federal Tech Act?
That was created just in order for individuals to have access to education and resources for assistive technology.
Okay.
So we do a lot of free services for the public, and I'll tell you a little bit about those services, as well as fee-based services.
Okay, that sounds great. And that, I tell you what, that just kind of leads into the next question. So what are the types of services you guys offer?
Number one, we just are a resource. Anyone can call us when they don't know where to start. We field a lot of phone calls on a daily basis, helping individuals and guide them to where to get the help that they may need. We provide education about assistive technology, and this is all areas of assistive technology, including communication. With my background as a speech therapist, But you are also talking about areas of assistive technology, including those that are visually impaired, hearing impaired, looking for computer access or workplace accommodations. One of the other big things that we do at the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program is providing short-term loans and equipment demonstrations.
Okay.
So these individuals, and when I say individuals, this could be the individual with the disability, this could be their family member, their friend, it could be another professional. Again, we serve everyone, so anyone can call and make an appointment with us.
Okay.
Coming into our center, and we have one right here in Raleigh, they can check out equipment for up to 2 weeks at a time. It's a free service for them. That way they can kind of try out a piece of equipment before they decide whether or not it works. A lot of times they have heard of a device, but they can't spend the money on it. So they can call us and try it out first. Or maybe they have bought the equipment but not sure how to use it. They can bring it in and we can help demonstrate that for them.
Okay. And you had kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. You have some services that are free and some that the clients have to pay for. I guess if you could just briefly go into maybe a few or some examples of the free services versus the ones that somebody might have to pay for.
Right. So those free services include us just being a resource and being able to come in, look at our equipment that we have, us demonstrate how to use it. The other free service would be the short-term loans and being able to check out the equipment. Where you're going to get into more fee-based services would be for your communication evaluations. So if you remember, I told you I'm a speech pathologist, and so part of my job is to help individuals who are nonverbal or have difficulty expressing themselves find a device that would help them communicate. One service that we provide would be that evaluation, writing a report and making recommendations on what device would work for them. Another fee-based service that we provide is assistive technology evaluations, and that's with our experienced AT consultants.
Okay.
And they're going to look at all areas of assistive technology and help that individual find what they may need to be more independent, and that can be more independent in their home, in the community, or at work.
When it comes to the assistive technology, are there certain pieces that you guys focus on, or is it kind of all encompassing whatever's out there and somebody's interested in, you guys can help them get with that piece of technology?
So we have, you know, a lot of times they may call and they may know kind of what they're looking for, and so we're able to help. If we have that piece of equipment, they can come in and we can demonstrate or give them information about it. A lot of times people call and they have no idea what they're looking for. They just know they need something. And so that's when we're going to kind of bring them in, learn a little bit more about them, and try to guide them in maybe more than one area. And usually it is.
Okay. And from our conversation now, I'm learning that you guys not only offer assistive technology just for the blind and visually impaired, but for other disabilities as well.
Yes, this could be physical, cognitive, communication, hearing impaired. This would be any individual that's looking for some kind of technology to make them more independent.
And unfortunately, sometimes the blind and visually impaired have something else that goes along with it that not just a screen reader or a magnifier or something like that is going to help them, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a lot of times those that are coming to us kind of may have already tried something else with their therapist. They may be coming to us as a last resort because they haven't found what they're looking for. And so frequently we are getting those medically complex individuals or, like you mentioned, individuals that have one or more varying disabilities.
So when it comes to the people that you serve, do you serve basically all age groups of people, or is there, you know, do you focus mainly on adults, or, you know, how does that work? You know, what groups of people can you guys help?
Yeah, we definitely serve everybody. We serve from birth until, you know, the geriatric population. And this will be through agencies, through schools, through other organizations that may contact us. So we definitely serve everyone. The way we serve them may be different. Okay, so because some of that will depend on funding options that are available.
If somebody has a disability and they need help finding out what they need because they probably don't know what they don't know, how do you guys start the evaluation process?
Most of the time it will begin with a phone call, and we're going to get to know them a little bit better, and then we'll ask them what their payer source is. And payer source, I mean, you know, do they have private insurance, Medicaid, Medicare? Mm-hmm. For some of our fee-based services, for example, communication evaluations, I don't typically serve individuals over the age of 21. I do serve individuals with evaluations if they have some other, let's say, for instance, the school is going to fund the evaluation. That student's in college and the school's going to fund it. Or perhaps vocational rehab. Maybe they're involved with returning to work, and vocational rehab is helping with that. So in those instances, if there's another agency that's able to pay for the evaluation, then we can help. Otherwise, we're going to be looking at other organizations for funding options. And we have a whole database full of some of those funding options.
Okay. You are listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service and Tech Tips, to be more precise. My name is Chris Skidmore, and we're talking with Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program today. And we've been talking about the program and the different pieces of assistive technology. My next question is, when somebody gets a piece of technology, and you had mentioned this earlier, you guys do the training, the equipment that they get, is that new, used, donated? How do you guys get your hands on the equipment?
Okay. So equipment that we have in our centers that are available for short-term loans, a lot of that equipment we have probably purchased in the past through funds given every year from the state and from the federal level. Other times, people who no longer need assistive technology equipment, they may donate it to us, and then we're able to also include that in our center. Again, that's for short-term loans. If we're doing an assessment and making formal recommendations and then working on funding for assistive technology, then, of course, that would be new equipment.
Okay. And when somebody decides this is the piece of equipment I want, how do you guys help them with that?
Let's just say, for instance, that insurance is a problem, because that's what we run into a lot, is that most of the time insurance does not cover assistive technology. So we may start looking into other organizations that will help with funding options such as Easter Seals. We also now are partnering with a self-help credit union, which is new, and they're offering low interest loans specifically for those who need assistive technology. So that's a great new resource that we have for helping get people this equipment that they need. Also, you mentioning this used or donated equipment, sometimes we may have equipment that has been donated that we're able to loan back out to people, to individuals, and they can keep it for as long as they need it. Okay, so this might be something that, this could be, for an example, a portable magnifier that an individual had but no longer needs now, and they donated it to us. So it's a way for us to pay it forward.
I got you. Okay. I got you. Awesome. Now we're going to get into a little bit about locations. You are a state agency, and you have offices all over the state. And for those who may be listening that aren't in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area and live over in the eastern part of the state, which is a huge hunk of the territory that we covered, where do you have offices in the eastern part of the state?
Yeah, so I'm so glad you asked, because we do have 9 centers across the state. And so wherever you're located, you should have a center that is relatively close to you. So for the listeners in the eastern part of the state, we actually have a center in Greenville, North Carolina, and Wilmington. And we have 2 full-time assistive technology consultants there in both of those centers. And like I mentioned, I'm the speech-language pathologist for the Raleigh Center, but I also cover the Greenville Center currently, too. So I'm traveling back and forth. So a lot of times, if you call me, I can get you in the right place. We can get you connected with your closest center.
Awesome. And while we're on the subject, how if someone listening needs to get in touch with the program, how do they get in touch?
So there's a couple of different ways. You can definitely give us a call. We have several. Our numbers are listed on our website. The best way to reach our website, I think, is strictly going to Google and typing us in. Otherwise, our website is a little bit long.
Yeah, I actually, when I was looking you guys up, I would go to Google and type in NC Assistive Technology Program, and you got, it was actually the very first
the
thing
first
listed. I also tried it another way where I did NCATP, and it came right up.
Perfect.
And it goes right to y'all's page.
Well, there is a lot of great information on the website. If you're able to go to our website, you'll see where all the center locations are, phone numbers for everyone, as well as emails. And then if you want to make a referral, if you have somebody that you think might be a good candidate for an assessment for assistive technology, then all the necessary paperwork is there.
Is there any type of criteria that a person has to meet to start getting assistance?
No, because again, we serve everyone in some form or fashion. So if you're unsure of what you would potentially qualify for, the best thing to do is probably to call us. We do have an admin office or an intake coordinator, and they are great resources and can help you find what level of assistance we can help with.
Awesome. And you guys have a very big event coming up in October.
We do. We're super excited about this.
I am going to let you talk about it.
Okay, great. I'm excited to talk about it. If you have been around the Triangle area for some time, you may have heard of our vendor expo that used to be here several years ago. Well, we are bringing it back. It is going to be this October, Friday the 5th. This is open to the public. It is a free event, and it really is geared towards those individuals who are in need of knowing what's out there, what type of new and fun assistive technology is available. Right now, we're having at least 25 vendors that'll be there, and this is all areas of assistive technology, and they're just going to be there to provide information and education to the public. And it's at the McKimmon Center here in Raleigh.
Awesome. And that's on the – that's I keep saying on NC State campus. It's kind of right there next to it, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. If someone is planning on attending, is there anything they need to do in advance?
We are encouraging people to register at Eventbrite. Online. You don't have to register. It was just a marker for us to kind of know how many to be expecting. You don't have to have a registration. It is a come and go event. We're starting at 9:00 that morning, and it will go until 5:00 in the afternoon.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I'm actually thinking of attending that myself.
Yes, please do. We're excited. We're going to have, I should also mention, in addition to the vendors, we're going to be having some 20-minute demonstrations.
Awesome.
So you'll get the chance to hear these vendors talk about their equipment and demonstrate how to use it.
Incredible. So that is a win-win for somebody who's shopping for some new AT.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I do want to add a couple of things.
Go for it.
Okay. We just started a new project that is funded by the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. This is the NC Ramp Project. This is loaning out portable ramps to people with mobility difficulties.
Awesome.
So these are portable. They are available. There's a form to fill out that you can access online. But if you're in need of a temporary ramp, we are helping get that to people, okay?
Awesome.
So that was one thing. I wanted to make sure y'all knew about the Self-Help Credit Union for those that need assistive technology loans.
Can somebody find a link to the Self-Help Credit Union from y'all's website?
Yes. You can access it from the ncdhhs.gov website.
Okay, awesome. Anything else?
when I first pulled in here today and you were so nice to give me a tour, you mentioned that a lot of assisted living facilities are listening to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to put it out there that we also do a lot of public awareness events. So if there are facilities out there that want to learn more about the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, we can go out into the community, bring equipment to them, and tell them in person more about our program.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's just really nice to get your hands on the devices and be able to look and feel of them.
Yeah, so. you got to play with it.
And for a lot of your listeners, you know, we have some of those portable magnifiers, mm-hmm. and color identifiers and money readers. So
I was just talking with somebody this morning about the color identifiers because she was saying she had a hard time picking out color sometime, and I was telling her, you know, there's an app for that. Or a device.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, where a lot of technology is moving to, you know, the smart technology, mm-hmm. on your smartphones. And we're able to help with that, too, if someone is unfamiliar about those features that are on your already built into your phone or your desktop, or perhaps are not aware of what apps are out there. We can help educate those individuals on those features as well.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I went to a conference earlier this year to represent the Reading Service and was talking with a lot of people who didn't use a smartphone because they couldn't say, well, I can't see it. There's no point in me getting it. And I'm going, but there's a ton of stuff on there,
right,
that you can use, and it will give you access to it, and you'll be able to do so much more with a smartphone that has the accessibilities turned on. Or there are a lot of apps out there that, and most of them are free, that you can get that will help you out. One of my favorites that I use on my phone is called Bigger and Brighter, and it's a video magnifier, and it's free.
Right.
And it's fabulous. I love the KNFB reader.
Yes.
It's fabulous. I love it. I just haven't brought myself to pay for it yet.
Yeah.
I used the full demo on it and actually got to the point where I was using it to read stuff from other websites that was on my screen, because you can take, mm-hmm. a screenshot with it and have,
right,
it read the stuff. So I blew through the demo in about 3 days.
And so for those apps that are cost but you're not sure you want to pay for it, we have iPads that are available for loan that have a lot of these apps on them.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is unsure of that app, they can come into our center, call and schedule an appointment, and they can actually physically check out an iPad that would have the app that they're interested in on it. So that gives you the opportunity to use it before you have to pay for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. My name is Chris Skidmore, and we've been talking with Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. Again, if you want to visit them online, the easiest way to get to their website is to simply do a Google search and type in either North Carolina Assistive Technology Program or NCATP, and I guarantee you it will be one of the first entries that comes up. Again, thank you for coming over here today. We
thank
loved
you,
having
Chris.
You. My pleasure. We loved having you. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Up next is an article from the Access World magazine, and it is about getting computers at low cost. The article is entitled VFO and Computers for the Blind, Partner for Low-Cost Accessible Computers, and it is written by Bill Holton. These days, there is so much you can do on your smartphone or tablet, like browsing the web, staying current on the news, reading ebooks, and finding your way around an unfamiliar city. However, for now, at least, there are still any number of things more easily accomplished on a PC. Creating and entering data into a spreadsheet is still more than a little awkward on an iPhone, for example. And though you can use a Bluetooth keyboard to compose documents, nothing beats a desktop or laptop PC to add citations, tables of contents, and print formatting to that research paper upon which a large part of your semester's grade will be determined. Users of screen reader access software may already be familiar with Computers for the Blind, or CFTB, a Texas-based organization that refurbishes donated computers and offers them at low cost to the vision impaired. For $130 or $185, you can purchase a fully equipped desktop or laptop, respectively. Recently, CFTB and VFO partnered for a new free offering with their computers, an annual license from Freedom Scientific with software that comes pre-installed and provides full access to the latest versions of JAWS Screen Reader, ZoomTech Screen Magnification Software, or Fusion, which combines both. The version that comes with CFTB computers is a single-install home version, good for one full year. However, according to VFO Vice President of Software Product Management, Eric Damery, I'm sure that if a user who had a need to install one on another computer contacted us with their CFB serial number, we'd be happy to accommodate them with another key and pass them the authorization code. When the annual subscription is going to expire for your Freedom Scientific annual license, you will have the opportunity to participate in the Freedom Scientific Home Use Program and buy into the SMA program or subscription model available at that time for the home user. Currently, SMA prices that cover two full years of upgrades and support for the home editions are $120 for JAWS, $100 for ZoomText, and $200 for Fusion. If you do not renew after the first year, your installed Freedom Scientific software will continue to run in 40-minute mode, requiring a restart of the computer every 40 minutes to use it again. We encourage our users to set aside a few dollars a month to save for their SMA purchase, says CFTB's Executive Director David Jepson. Full software, phone, and email support is included with the partnership. All the training material we offer is also included, says Damery. The JAWS training bundle is even installed on the computer. Essentially, this program enrolls the recipient into our home use program and covers the first year's cost. Considering the full retail cost for perpetual licenses of this software are $900 to $1,200, this is the least expensive way we know of to obtain the products, says Damery. We are pleased that this organization is working with us to make sure the experience for the end user has the best opportunity for success. For someone who does not have access to a trainer or a formal course where step-by-step instructions are provided, they can really benefit from CFTB setting it all up for them and helping them get started. Making sure the right access technology product is installed, authorized, and ready to go, and that training material is in place to help get them started. All of this really improves the odds the user will succeed. Our company is successful when our customers today and in the future are successful. It is also worth noting that certain upgrades are available for a minimal additional cost. Additional RAM at 2 gigs to 4 gigs, larger hard drives, larger screen sizes, Wi-Fi adapter for desktops, webcam for desktops, and external speakers for laptops. If you're interested and would like to know more about obtaining one of these low-cost computers, you can complete a brief application for a computer on the Computers for the Blind website, or you can give them a call. Their telephone number is 214-340-6328. Once again, I'd like to thank my special guest, Katie Lee of the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, for coming in and talking with us today. If you would like to know more about the North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, you can visit their website. The easiest way to find their website is by doing a Google search for either North Carolina Assistive Technology Program or NCATP. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.